Chapter 2. Deployment to the Middle East. The final phase of training included force protection measures, security precautions, to be taken against unauthorized approach or boarding of the ship. The only contingency we trained for while based in Norfolk was a threat from ashore, unauthorized boarding by intruders coming from the pier while the ship was tied up in port. Although a broad spectrum of threats existed, especially in this new era of terrorist attacks, with limited resources and time, the Navy had not incorporated how to defend against them into the training and intelligence programs for battlegroups and ships preparing for deployment. Prior to deployment of the battlegroup, the Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Atlantic Fleet scheduled an anti-terrorism force protection exercise for May 3rd to the 5th, 2000. The primary objective was to train onshore and afloat commanders and personnel to operate and deploy forces under any threat condition. Specifically, the drill was, quote, not designed as an inspection, but rather an opportunity for commands to practice procedures and assess capabilities to provide adequate protection for personnel, facilities, and assets, unquote. During the exercise, we learned, unauthorized persons would try to get aboard every ship at least once during the week. How and when this would occur, we were not told, putting everyone on edge, prepared for the worst. Typical for this type of exercise, the ships almost all focused on countering any incursion that might be made over their in-port quarterdeck, the position on the main deck at about the middle of the ship, between the two superstructures where the watch team was normally stationed. Throughout the week, crews from each ship in the battle group were assigned to try to penetrate the security perimeter of others in the squadron by pretending to be crew members or bluffing that they had been authorized to do work on board. Most of these amateur penetrations failed.